Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY23 earnings call for Adani Enterprises Limited, hosted by DAM Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phones. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mohit Kumar from DAM Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Darwin. On behalf of DAM Capital, I welcome you all to the Q3 FY23 earnings call for Adani Enterprises. We have with us from the management team, Mr. Vinay Prakash, Director, Adani Enterprises and CEO of Natural Resources. We also have Mr. Robbie Singh, CFO, Adani Enterprises, Mr. Saurabh Shah, Finance Controller, and Mr. Manan Vakharia, Investor Relations. We will start with the brief opening remarks, after which we'll follow it by Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi, this is Robbie here. Thank you for joining the call. Just as a brief, for the last nine months, and then I'll touch on the quarter. For the last nine months, I'm very pleased to inform you Adani Enterprises crossed 1 lakh crore in terms of total revenue. EBITDA for the first time crossed 6,000 crore, and PAT net also crossed 1,700 crores for the nine months. On the key metrics, interest coverage has comfortably averaged for the last four years over 2.5x. Debt cover ratio is over two for the first time. Net debt to EBITDA now has fallen below 4x to the net debt to EBITDA. Net debt to equity is now stable at less than 0.8-0.9, and net debt to assets are comfortable at 0.2%. For the quarter, Adani Enterprises has had a stellar quarter this third quarter 2023. For the first time, we've had a significant contribution from our newly incubating assets, which now stand at approximately 33%, or a little higher than 33% of our EBITDA. For the quarter, the revenue stood at 26,950 crores, and the EBITDA at 1,968 crores. Of this EBITDA, 906 came from the new incubating businesses. These new incubating businesses include green hydrogen, Adani Airports, roads, and data center. Our traditional businesses of mining services and trading have consistently been good performers for the last decade, and they continue to be excellent performers as of this quarter as well. The pleasing aspect of this quarter has been that the EBITDA increase at airports, driven by passenger increase of 40% and air traffic movement increase of over 20%. We're also pleased to inform you that our 2 GW of cell and module line is operating in the Adani New Industries ecosystem, and our 5.2 MW onshore wind turbine is undergoing certification, which we expect it will complete in June. In relation to overall operating highlights, sales volume from our Adani New Industries ecosystem are up 64%. IRM trading and sales volumes are up high single digits. Passenger movement at airport up 40%. Air traffic movement up 21%, and we've completed close to 37 lakh lane kilometers. In summary, last 2 weeks have been interesting, but the key highlight, as always, has been stellar performance of Adani Enterprise and its incubating businesses. With this, I will open for Q&A.
Thank you. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Nikhil Abhyankar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congrats on a good set of numbers. So, sir, are we, after the recent events, are we still going ahead with the CapEx plan for the renewable segment? And when do you expect the commissioning of 10 gigawatt of solar cell and module capacity?
So, we see with the recent plan, there are a couple of changes, a couple of measures we will take just to respond to the market volatility. But overall, our plans for airports, for the green hydrogen business, which is a core of our infrastructure. I will highlight to you another point when I say this. See, if you see our, now that we have all of our results are out, I can share with you. See, our core portfolio, which is the infra portfolio, is about 81% of our EBITDA, which is, and it has grown 46% in the last, compared to the last 9 months of 2022 versus 2020. And that the core infra portfolio EBITDA is close to 33,000 crore now. As I mentioned earlier, our mining services and mining business is robust and stable and contributes about 9%. Cement is now contributing about 7%. So if you look at our core cash flow generating assets, they are exactly the same as before. So our investments in the core infrastructure sector, which includes energy and utilities, which is green hydrogen, and our transport and logistics portfolio will continue as planned. However, given the current volatility, we will moderate the certain accelerations that we had budgeted in the CapEx profile. And we will now continue on the ordinary course of business-based CapEx. So to that extent, yes, there is a change. But overall, our core infra and utility CapEx programs will continue to the extent of the, as we've always done, to the extent of the free cash flow available in those businesses.
Understood, sir. So, and just a second question. So, what are the contribution of that in terms of revenue and EBITDA from the Carmichael Mine?
Carmichael Mine this quarter contributed 427 crore, and that number will continue to rise on the EBITDA. Yeah, on the EBITDA line.
EBITDA. Okay. Thank you, sir, and I'll join back in the queue.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may please press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Tanu Podar from Mount Intra Finance Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Okay, my question. My question is regarding the airport segment. So I wanted to understand the decline in the segment results, because considering the high operating revenues in this particular segment, we would expect the EBIT to rise instead of fall. So I just wanted to understand why it has fallen and some details regarding the concession fees for the Mumbai airport regarding these two things.
I think a bit more realistic way to look at would be that the depreciation levels will continue to rise as our CapEx numbers rise. But overall, the EBITDA numbers are continuing to rise. So the non-cash depreciation at the airport business will rise for some time. Now, in relation to the fee paid calculations for the quarter and for the year, we will share with you, Saurav and team will share with you post this call to the actual fees paid to AAI, because I don't want to quote a rough number. I would like to just give you the exact number. So we will put that in writing.
All right, thank you. That is all from my side.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Nirav Shah from GC Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. A few questions and one clarification. You mentioned EBITDA from Carmichael Mellon at 422 crores? I mean, if...
For the quarter, yeah.
That is part of, it doesn't form part of any of the segments that we have reported, either ICM or MDO. It's over and above that.
It's part of the natural resources. So Saurav, in terms of segmental reporting, we will bring out the Carmichael Mine from next year onwards as a segment. Yeah?
Because right now it does not fall above 10%, which is the criteria for segmental.
Okay. Okay, got it. Because if I add up the EBITDA reported from the segments, I mean, coal trading plus MDO, solar and airports, we are already getting a 1,600 crore of number. Okay, but I'll take it with Saurav offline on that, on this.
Sure.
Sir, just regarding the MDO volumes, I mean, we had given a target of 40 million tons and 50 million tons for this year and next year. We largely stick around that same target?
Yeah. Vinay, please.
Yeah, in fact, I think this year, we are going to be around 30 million, and next year is going to be 40 million.
Okay, so we've scaled down by 10 million tons each, I mean, the plan.
Yeah. So one or two projects have got delayed, because of which, the volumes are lower, but we can always recoup it in next one or two years' time.
Got it. And on the commercial mining front, the first mine, Viroli, should be starting in FY 2024?
Yes, should start in FY 2024.
Sir, last question is on the green hydrogen projects. I mean, we have read comments from the Total management that as of now, they haven't signed. So any revised schedule in terms of commissioning of hydrogen capacities, green hydrogen capacities, if you can?
No, I think the first stage of projects was related to the integrated manufacturing. They are continuing, and I think also we should be careful in just looking at the media as a media statement. So it's the real full statement was that, you know, MOU was signed in May.
Mm-hmm.
Engineering due diligence, technical due diligence, marketing due diligence, that work is continuing, and that takes time on large projects like this. So Total is doing that work.
Okay.
Once that's completed, we will come back and revisit. But for the, and then we'll look at it, but our MOU is still signed, and it was signed last year, May. I think a lot of time in a high volatility scenario, a lot of things gets said, but I think we should not. But our plan always has been that we are continuing with the Adani New Industries projects for the past 2 years. So that work is still continuing.
Got it. Thanks for clarifying this. Just the last question is on the airports. I mean, so the revenue share started from only October onwards.
So, just to answer that, the revenue share, which we have taken a provision of, is from first October 2022, this year, in Mumbai International Airport. And, before that, we have already, as per the note which we have been giving, that the no provisions were taken because of COVID restrictions that were there in the earlier part of last year and the first half of the current year.
Okay. Got it, sir. Great. Thanks, sir, and wish you all the best, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Anuj Suneja from ICICI Pru Life. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my question is already being answered. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Dhananjay Kumar Mishra from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. You indicated that the pace of investment will be moderate going forward till the volatility is there. So any changes in our this new Mumbai greenfield project, which we are expected to complete by March 25? So any changes over there, and what is the status of financial closure over there?
No. I just want to clarify. Ongoing projects, there is no change. So Navi Mumbai Airport will be completed on schedule December 2024, and it will be ready for commercial. No, it is all set. Everything is fully funded. There is nothing there for us to do new. It will just construction is continuing, and the best thing to do is that I will encourage those of you who are based in Bombay to actually it's a small ride. If you don't go, we can hire bus and take investors there, and you can have a look, analysts there, you can have a look at it for yourself. When we say we will moderate the capex, is that new commitments we will not make new commitments till we settle this volatility period.
Okay. So even the Ganga Expressway is going as per schedule. There is no change over there.
Yeah. Committed projects are continuing as scheduled. There is no change. We have great support from our banking community, great support from the investor community. So there is no change in that aspect. When we naturally, when something like this happens, you know, it's a very high level of volatility, and we have to handle it in a very mature, sensible manner. And so we have to look at it carefully. And so what we are moderating is that we let the volatility settle before we make any new commitments. And we will not make any new commitments till we are comfortable that the volatility is settled and our investor community is not suffering the volatility and our supporters, which is and people who stand with us, institutions who stand with us, banks and investors, that they don't have to deal with this on a daily basis.
Okay. And our net debt to equity remains at under 1, 0.8, you said, right?
Correct. That will not change for Adani Enterprise standalone basis, because it actually will always oscillate around that level. Even at the group level, despite all the growth of 46% in the last 9 months in the EBITDA from 22 to over 33,000 crores, net debt to EBITDA has remained at but just under 3.2 times.
Control level, you are saying, AEL?
At a portfolio level, yeah. AEL control level is just at 3.8 now.
3.8.
Yeah, it's fallen below 4. For
what, AEL. What is the gross debt at control level in AEL?
Saurabh, can you give the precise number, please, on the exact number?
So, as such, sir, in December, we don't give the balance sheet numbers, but right now, our gross debt to EBITDA is around 4.7 times. We will be giving the full set of numbers in March quarter. At that time, we will come out with the exact numbers also.
Okay. And we have not considered debt of a new Mumbai airport in this, right?
No, whatever disbursements have been taken are all included, sir. Yeah.
Okay. That's all from me, sir. All right.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may please press star and 1. The next question is from the line of Bajrang Bafna from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Congratulations for very good set of numbers for Adani Enterprises, and you know, we genuinely stand by with these difficult times which you know we are facing due to some unforeseen circumstances. So, sir, for the benefit of all of us, you know, there is one thing that is in all of our minds, that how we are going to, you know, the fund the ongoing capex or the ongoing different projects that we are doing maybe for FY23 and FY24, which has already been announced. So if you could in a nutshell can you know define that this is what the investment requirement across different portfolios for you know the coming 12 months.
Sure. I think firstly thank you for the support, and we are really encouraged by the support from our core investor and banking community. In relation to the total numbers, I think what we because of this volatility, we don't want to give out each time we speak a number. Over the next 6 weeks, we'll come up with a formal plan, which will as a part of the new March 31 results. All I can say to you today is, as we stand today, is that new commitments we ourselves will not make. Our existing projects are fully funded and continuing. So to say, Navi Mumbai Airport, roads, data center, etc. They are continuing as scheduled.
Got it. And yes. And thank you and all the very best, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Anshuman Ashit from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of numbers. So the first question is on our wind turbine manufacturing setup. So we were testing a prototype. So has that testing been concluded, and by when will we start the commercial production?
The testing will conclude between April and June. There are various steps of testing, various different tests have to be done, but we expect to be finished by June, July this year. And then commercial operations will start, production will start shortly thereafter.
Okay. And sir, the capacity target, is the 3 gigawatt target being maintained for the wind turbine
yes.
manufacturing?
Yes.
Okay. Sir, for 9 months, what has been the volume from our Carmichael mines?
Carmichael mine is, Vinay, can you please give the run rate numbers?
I think roughly it is around 5.5, 5.6 million tons. So I can give the right number. I think it's 5.5 or 5.6 million tons.
Yes. It is 5.5 million tons, sir, for 9 months, and for the current quarter, it is 2.5 million tons.
So 2.5 million tons already done in the 1.5 months in Q4.
No. We are talking about
2.5 million
quarter.
Okay. And sir, what should be the normalized run rate which we can expect from this mine in a year's time, in FY24?
This mine is designed for 15 million tons.
Okay. And by when can we expect to reach the peak rated capacity?
We're trying to get the analyzed capacity by March or April.
Okay, understood. And sir, any targets on the IRM volume front which you can give us for FY24?
Actually, IRM targets are all decided by the market demand and supply requires. So, I think this year if we are going to be plus 70 million ton, we foresee the same number to be the next year or slightly higher than that. Again, it depends on what is going to be shortfall in India and the other countries where we supply coal.
So, how are you currently seeing the market? So, is the demand supply gap still there, and do you expect it to continue over CY23?
Yeah, so demand and supply gap is there. We do see it continuing for next year or so. But it all depends on how the power demand is coming up. If it goes down because of some reasons, it may affect the coal demand also. But as of now, we are very optimistic and very positive in terms of the demand the next year also.
Okay. One last question, sir. Have we done the financial closure for the Ganga Expressway project? Is that true?
All the sanctions have been completed, and then there are a couple of conditions precedent that we have to go through, which we will complete over the next 2 to 3 months.
Okay. And sir, we expect a lot of biddings and awards to happen in the roads front in Q4. So will we be aggressive in those bids? Will we compete for them? And what will be our mix in terms of bidding for HAM projects and EPC projects?
No, for see, as I mentioned earlier in my comment, for the new commitments on CapEx, we will first want this volatility period to settle before we actually make new commitments. So I don't expect any significant bidding in the road projects till this volatility period settles.
Okay, understood. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Abhyankar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity again, sir. I just wanted to understand the physical process regarding the copper plant and the coal to PVC project that we had.
Copper plant, as I mentioned, is an existing project. It's continuing. It's part of our natural resources team, which is Vinay's team. And they are continuing with the project. Its construction is on schedule, and it will complete on schedule. In relation to the coal to PVC, as I said, that is one of our new commitments, and we will review that commitment post this settlement of this volatility period. For the time being, we will not be making any commitments to new projects.
Okay. And sir, and any plans regarding the data centers?
So data center is all scheduled projects, and they will continue as planned.
Okay. So also, I just saw that there was a major dip in the ICM, the coal trading basically volumes. So given that the power demand is set to rise during the summer, so do you see there will be a major spike in this volume going ahead?
Vinay?
So I think you're right. Power demand goes up from March to June, July till you get the monsoon. And at that time, we definitely get a lot of requirements from electricity board for imported coal. So we do see a spike in the demand, but as I said earlier also, it all depends upon the demand of power. If it continues or it happens the way it happened in 22, we are going to have the huge demand coming out of import coal also. But if it settles because of any reason, then you may see the same demand or same numbers which we are seeing in this quarter.
And so the EBITDA per ton is coming out around 540. So is this sustainable at higher volumes?
Yeah, so what happens, if you really see the way we have been working in IRAM, it is more of a service business, where because of our being there in the complete supply chain, we command this dollar per ton as a margin which we have been maintaining for last so many years. So it varies between 3 to 5 or 3 to 6. We get this because of being there in the service function, being there in the complete supply chain.
Right.
So we can maintain it even though it is going to be a higher volume.
So this is sustaining. Okay. So sir, now the next question is regarding solar. Just one clarity, sir. What is the total capacity that is operational right now? Is it 3.5 gigawatt?
2 gigawatt, 3.5 by June.
3.5 by June. Okay, so we are almost running at around 80% capacity. And again, the realization over there is around 42 cents per kilowatt, which is way higher than what is the current trend. So is this also sustainable going forward, sir?
No, that will moderate to more market levels over a period of time.
And what will that be, market level? So market prices, basically.
Market prices, yeah.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one.
Darwin, if there are no further questions, we can close the call. Yeah.
Sure, sir. I would now like to hand.
Is there anybody who has any questions? Just check once again if that be the case.
So we have one participant who has just joined the queue. We will take the question from Nirav Shah from GCSE.
We can have the last question, yes.
Sure. Please go ahead, Nirav.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the follow-up. Just one question on the MD operations. I mean, we mentioned that our volumes were impacted by Pasta Kente. So is it a one-time thing which was during the quarter, or our run rate will recover from fourth quarter onwards?
So it was a one-time stoppages only. Now it has restarted, and the way we are doing the volumes, I think we'll have a really good quarter of FY23.
Okay.
And we don't see this to happen in the future.
Any particular, I mean, what was the reason for the lower volumes? Was it uptake related or?
It was changing from, no, there is no uptake related issues in any of our MDO content. It will not happen also in the future. It was an issue of moving from your forest permission, where we were moving from phase 1 to phase 2. It was a transition issue.
Okay, got it, sir. Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Darwin, we can now close the call.
Yes, sure. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Hi, it's Robbie. On behalf of Vinay, CEO of our Natural Resources Division and Metals Division, Saurav, and Manan and team, I just want to thank everyone for participating. And we are on track for continuing performance in Adani Enterprise, as we have indicated, and our incubating businesses are performing as per schedule, so which is a very pleasing result. Thank you so much for being on the call, and thank you for all your support. Bye.
Thank you. On behalf of DAM Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.